USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are resuming their arguments for the Senate to remove President Trump from office in today's impeachment hearings. Democrats are planning to focus on how the law applies to the allegations they have made against President Trump. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes the facts should stand on their own.
If they had strong evidence, though, I think they'd simply present that evidence and let it speak for itself. But they don't. That's why what we heard yesterday were repetitive arguments over and over again based on little more than hearsay and the House Democrats' objections to Donald Trump being the president and being able to set foreign policy for this country.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling on world leaders to confront Iran and global anti-Semitism. The vice president, speaking in Jerusalem, says we need to confront and expose the vile tide of anti-Semitism around the world. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.